Second Chronicles, chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leading fathers of the people of Israel, in Jerusalem, in order to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the city of David, that is, from Zion. All the men of Israel gathered in the presence of the king at the festival that takes place during the seventh month. Then when all the elders of Israel had come, the priests, who were Levites, lifted up the Ark. They brought the ark, the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels which were in the tent. The priests and Levites brought them up. King Solomon and the whole congregation of Israel that had gathered with him in front of the ark were sacrificing sheep and oxen, too many to be counted or numbered. The priests brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the house, that is, to the most holy place. And they placed it under the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim were spreading their wings over the place for the ark, so that the cherubim covered the ark and its poles from above. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. They are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets which Moses placed there at Horeb, where the Lord had made a covenant with the people of Israel when they came out of Egypt. The priests then came out from the holy place. All the priests who were present had consecrated themselves. They did not remain separated by their divisions. The Levitical musicians, the divisions of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, including their sons and their relatives, were standing east of the altar. They were clothed in fine linen and had their cymbals, harps, and lyres with them. With them there were also 120 priests who blew trumpets. The trumpeters and the singers joined together as one to praise and give thanks to the Lord, as they raised their voices to praise the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other musical instruments, they sang, "Truly he is good, because his mercy endures forever." Then the sanctuary of the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. The priests were not able to take their positions to minister because of the presence of the cloud, because the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Chapter 6. Then Solomon said, "The Lord has said that he dwells in thick darkness, but I have truly built a majestic house for you, a place for you to dwell in forever." Then the king turned and blessed the whole assembly of Israel, while the whole assembly of Israel was standing there. Then Solomon said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. What he said with his mouth to my father David, he has fulfilled with his hands." The Lord said, "From the day I brought my people out from the land of Egypt, I did not choose a city from all the tribes of Israel to build a house for my name to be there. I did not choose a man to be ruler over my people Israel. But now I have chosen Jerusalem as a place where my name will be, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. It was on my father David's heart to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. However, the Lord said to my father David, that it was on your heart to build a house for my name was a good thing to have on your heart, but you will not build the house. Your son, who will come from your own body, will build the house for my name." So the Lord kept his word which he had spoken, and I arose to the place of my father David. Now I am seated on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord said. I have built this house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have placed the ark, which contains the covenant of the Lord, which he made with the people of Israel.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.